Cristina Palacios is an elegant, well-to-do woman in her late 60s. Her family owns multiple businesses in Tijuana. For years, her only concern in life was shopping and catering to her kids and grandkids. That's until her son, Alejandro, was kidnapped 17 years ago. On this evening, she's asked a local priest to lead a mass for other family members of the disappeared. The priest asks the parishioners to hold on to hope. His altar is flanked by blown-up pictures of the missing. According to law enforcement, Alejandro had ties to Tijuana's Arellano Felix criminal organization. His mother says he wasn't involved. Still, now almost 20 years since his disappearance, Palacios believes the authorities have not done enough.
Tengas o no tengas dinero en esta cuestión, no tiene nada que ver.
Whether you're rich or poor, it doesn't matter. There are simply no investigations of disappearances. Lately, the government seems to have tried to make up for its past mistakes by opening old crime files, calling witnesses, and continuing on with investigations. But they chose to do this when it's already too late.
It's too late, she says, because a majority of disappearances in Tijuana took place between 2007 and 2008, during the peak of the violence in this border city. In fact, since 2006, the United Nations estimates that more than 3,000 people have disappeared in Mexico. In Tijuana, most of the kidnappings or disappearances are believed to be carried out by a mix of local criminals, cartels, or even law enforcement. But less than 20% of those cases are currently under investigation. So for most families of the disappeared, trying to get a response from government or law enforcement is like shouting into the wind. Our own request for interviews with Mexico's Office of the Attorney General, or CIEDO, its organized crime division, went repeatedly unanswered. At a recent press conference, the former Mexican government security spokesperson, Alejandro Poiré, said the Office of the Attorney General has been working to clean its ranks of corrupt officials with possible ties to drug cartels.
The important thing to remember is that the attorney's office must continually search for the truth. We must guarantee to the public that we're here to serve them, that we're here to follow the law.
In the meantime, citizens' groups are working on their own. They're trying to get people to come forward and report disappearances. They've even created a forensics checklist for law enforcement so that they can better identify bodies and keep track of evidence. Every Friday afternoon, people congregate outside the Tijuana Municipal Building. They hold signs, pitch tents, and yell into their loudspeakers, hoping for a local government official to pay attention to them. Rosario Villanueva is here, almost religiously. She's holding up a picture of her son, Oscar, and three other young men. They're Oscar's friends, who were last seen with him in June 2009, when they all disappeared after allegedly being pulled over by police. For the last 2 years, Villanueva has tirelessly met with government officials, law enforcement, human rights workers, and even criminals in jail. She's exchanged stories with other parents and dug up a lot of the details of her son's disappearance.
We did our very own research and realized we had very similar cases. Even though we passed this information on to the police, they refused to investigate further. We've given the authorities so much information and they've done nothing about it.
Villanueva says she found enough evidence to link 9 police officers to her son's disappearance. She accomplished something. All 9 were fired. 5 of them are still in jail. So is justice served in this case? No, Villanueva snaps back. Justice, she says, is simply not possible amidst so much violence and impunity.
La justicia, yo creo que deja mucho que desear.
Justice is a concept that doesn't apply to the reality we're living in Mexico right now. Society and its morals are lost. How can you ask for justice, given the enormous tragedy we're living? There's nothing that justice could do to fix this.
In San Diego, I'm Ruxandra Guiri.